You know, it's kind of, I mean, I don't know, maybe like the bend but don't break cliche. You know, it's a great trait to have to kind of, you know, if you give up yards to kind of, you know, when your back's against the wall, to prevent guys from getting in the end zone, you know, which is something that we've been good at all year long, is once we get in there, getting 6 points. So it's going to be a challenge. It'll be a good battle. You know, we'll have to be sharp. They do a good job. You know, they're never out of place. They're always kind of playing their assignment. They're really disciplined. So it's a good football team. It's a good defense, and we're going to have to be sharp in order to score points.
Away from facing their scheme for 3 days?
You know, it definitely helped out. I think going up there and getting a chance to go against them for 3 days and then obviously play against them, even though it's preseason and practice and camp and all that, you know, I think to get a little bit of familiarity with personnel and then scheme as well, you know, obviously they've done stuff all throughout the year that is different, and, you know, I'm sure we'll see things that are different or that they've changed. But I think to get a little bit of familiarity, close with that. Yeah, I never graduated. So that's good. It definitely helps out. Yeah.
You guys have been very, personally, been very clean in the red zone, too. But to what do you attribute that? Is it just preparation, experience, personnel? Why have you been so clean through 17 games?
You know, I think we talk about, you know, the importance of taking care of the ball is obviously important everywhere. But I think the stress of that once we get in the red zone is heightened a little bit. So I think that's a big emphasis. And I think, you know, we've done, I guess, as an offense, as a unit, a really good job of executing once we got down there. For whatever reason, you know, I don't know if you could put your finger on the exact reason on why we've been so successful down there. But guys have done a good job of locking it in. And, you know, it's kind of like our third downs have been up and down all year. But the red zone is kind of one thing that's been, you know, consistent throughout the season. So I think it's just a tribute to the coaches coming up with a good plan and then those guys locking it in. And I think, you know, finding a way to get 6 points rather than three.
How about you personally? I mean, have you been just more locked in? Have you been better prepared? I mean, people don't, I think, appreciate that you haven't been in the league for 100 years, you know.
Right. You know, I think we go about it all the same. You know, our third down package and our third down day, which is tomorrow, will be the same type of routine that it's been all year, and it's pretty similar to what we do on Friday, which is our red zone day. You know, and yeah, you can't say that you're more locked in than you are in other situations or anything. For whatever reason, things that just happened to go our way this year down there, it kind of seems like. And once that ball kind of got rolling, it just continued to go, and I think the confidence continued to grow, and it's been really good.
You take being here, standing here, and winning a Final Four as any redemption for some of the stuff that people have thrown at you?
You know, I don't think so. You know, personally, you know, I don't care. I look at it as, you know, it's an incredible opportunity to continue to be able to play football at this time of year. And I think it's pretty awesome and special to be able to, you know, share this with the group of guys we got in that locker room, because I think everybody knows it's not going to be the same group next year. You know, guys can go at any time. So I think to kind of enjoy, you know, continuing to play football, obviously, you know, for the longest that we have in a long time, and enjoy it with these guys every single day. You know, we're one of four teams that gets to come out and practice, you know, on a Wednesday today, and that's special. I mean, it's something that everybody dreams of, and it's something that everybody works towards. So for us to be able to be here and be in this position, it's pretty awesome.
What does it mean to you when your teammates are going at guys that have taken shots at you, like what we did the other day?
Yeah, you know, if that type of stuff for me is big, you know, because, you know, I don't care much, I guess, about what is said outside of our locker. You know, what I care about is in that locker room, and those are the opinions I care about, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So when other people say stuff or when it comes from anywhere, you know, it doesn't bother me. But to see, you know, guys within that locker room stand up for me and say stuff is pretty cool, because those are the opinions that I value and the guys, you know, that I want to impress and do well for. So I think anytime you get, you know, a guy like that, you know, to stand up is awesome. And, you know, I do the same thing for him in a heartbeat.
A lot of people are talking about you, but it seems one social media account has your back more than anyone. Have you seen Blake Bortles' facts and gone through it? And what are your thoughts on that, that somebody's out there tweeting and supporting you so much, but then also putting out so much creativity?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen it. I've heard some of it. You know, I think some of them are pretty funny. I'm sure they're all funny. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's awesome. I appreciate it. Blake Bortles' Twitter account facts. I appreciate it. Just thank you.
You give the offensive line credit all year long. But is there something to, now this will be the third consecutive week, that those same five guys will be up there, you know, starting with Cam and all the way over to Jeremy.
Yeah, you know, they've done a good job all year. You know, obviously there were some guys that rolled through there throughout the year with injuries, and they did a good job filling in. But with the group we got right now, which is the group we started with at the beginning, you know, I think the way they've meshed and kind of gelled together throughout the season and continue to kind of build confidence and that continuity with playing with each other, they've only gotten better each and every week, you know, both in the run game and in the pass game. You know, they've been awesome. I think, you know, the numbers were cut in half, you know, I'm pretty sure from sacks a year ago, which is, you know, a huge tribute to them, as well as the wide receivers and backs and all that. But they've been unbelievable all year.
Do you feel that in the huddle?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, no doubt. I mean, they're a confident group of guys that, you know, they expect on every single play to get their job done and be efficient and make a positive gain out of it.
You mentioned earlier, Blake, that he felt like this city, if you guys were to win this weekend, would be on fire. And I'm just wondering, look, you've been through your share of lows here with a fan base, and now you're getting to enjoy it. What do you imagine it would be like here?
You know, I don't know. I think it was pretty cool last week, you know, to come home and have other people here in the stadium. And I'd imagine, you know, the bigger the game, the bigger the celebration. So I'm sure it'll only continue to get better. And, you know, I think we've gotten a chance to see a little bit of a glimpse of, you know, how important football is to this town and how important the Jaguars are to this town. And, you know, I think we all understand that it's been a decade or so of bad ball. So to kind of be able to bring some success here to the town and to the city, it's been cool to do that and share that with the guys on this team, and also to kind of be a part of a city and a town that, you know, kind of all feeds off of the same thing.
The fact that you have to go through the Patriots to get to that moment, does that heighten things a little bit as well?
You know, I don't know if it was them or if it was anybody else, if it would make a difference playing. You know, I think playing in the AFC Championship regardless is a little special, or is pretty special. But I think when you play a team that's been there, you know, seven times in a row or whatever it is that they've been there, you know, I mean, that's kind of the bar. That's, you know, where you want to be. You want to be the team that plays in that game every single year. So I think it'll be a good test and a good challenge to kind of go against the team that, you know, has been there for on top for a while.
Any extra juice because it's Patriots?
No. I want to beat them just as bad as any of the other teams we've played this year.
There's been a lot, you know, talk about culture change here with Coughlin and with new coach and everything. Do you sense that? Is that tangible for you? And describe.
Yeah, I think I think the importance put on winning, you know, is something that wasn't necessarily, you know, as high of a priority in the past. And I think, you know, from the time Doug and Coughlin got here, that's all everything's been about is how can we win, you know, as much as possible and as consistently as possible. And if we're doing anything that's not helping us win, then why are we doing it? You know, so I think that and the discipline and structure that's kind of been implemented here has really helped out with the guys in the locker room and kind of keeping this whole thing rolling in together.
Nathaniel Hackett's been super supportive of you for 3 years. How nice is it that you guys are both having the success now after all that time together?
It's pretty awesome, you know, to spend, you know, 2 years or whatever as a quarterback coach, and then for him to take over as the offensive coordinator, and that relationship only continues to grow each and every day. You know, he's been awesome to me. You know, I love coming to work every day, and, you know, me and him and some other guys kind of collaborating on different things, and you know, it's a lot of fun working with him, as you know.
I mean, to have Trent Dilfer seek you out to apologize to you last year.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you hear about that?
Just secret good source. Report. Little birdie told me.
Yeah, no, that was cool. I could care less. Everybody's got their own opinion, and they're entitled to voice it if they want to, and it's not going to bother me. So I think, you know, for him to, you know, do it, I couldn't even tell you what he said, but, you know, he made a point to come apologize, and, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, definitely, you know, it didn't change my viewpoint of him one way or another. He's got a job to do and, you know, things to report on and all that. So, you know, I don't take any of that stuff personally. So, but I do appreciate the gesture, definitely.
He went through the same things you're going through in a lot of ways. That
right.
Surprised you? Was that outspoken?
You know, I mean, at this point, there's not a whole lot that surprises me on who says what and where it comes from. So, you know, guys say different things or don't say different things. But, you know, I thought it was pretty cool and, you know, greatly appreciated him coming up and apologizing.
Bill Belichick said this morning that...
At this point with the Patriots being favored, do you embrace the underdog role?
You know, I think it's something that's kind of... you know, I think this team, you know, especially at this stage, you know, going into Pittsburgh last week and then obviously going into New England this week, I don't think there's a ton of people that expected us to win, you know, last week and, you know, for sure not this week going to play the Patriots in New England. You know, it's going to be a challenge and everybody gets that. I don't know if people, you know, feed in or buy into that underdog role. I think guys in our locker room expect to go up there and play as well as we can and see what happens. And, you know, that's kind of what we plan on doing.
Bill,
more.
Bill Belichick said today that you've been good all season and great in the playoffs. Does that praise mean anything to you?
I think obviously he's been around a ton of good football, and you know he's witnessed a ton of good quarterback play. So, I think that's a great compliment coming from him, and I just wish to continue doing it.
Early in your career, would you get caught up in who was the other team's quarterback? Right now, it's your game and Brady's game.
Right. I don't know. Maybe before the game or pregame, kind of looking over there and just watching other guys throw. Like, man, I remember watching him throw on TV growing up and stuff like that. But it never carried into the game, I don't think. But now it's kind of show up and play, and we'll see who scores more points.
What have you seen from their defense in that they're 29th in the league in terms of giving up yards, but only 5th in giving up points? Can you see on tape, why that might be?
I think it's tough. Bend but don't break type thing, and they do a really good job of denying points. They're not going to give you anything easy. They're not going to be out of position or miss tackles or make any mistakes. They're going to make you earn it. So I think that'll be the challenge, is for us to be on point and be able to execute our game plan, because we're not going to be able to beat ourselves, and they're not going to beat themselves. We're going to have to beat them.